Blog Talk Radio.
Life is hard, but how low the easy way. Life is hard, but how low the easy way.
Hey, we got a fantastic show for you. You're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you what you need. I hope you're ready for the ride.
We doing work the easy way. What can I say? Carolina, yeah, California, yeah. Making moves and carpets and major interviews. By the fire, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play. We go get us. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way.
Welcome, guys. We have another fantastic show, BGE Radio, powered by WTV. I'm your host, EZ, doing it the easy way. And we have a caller on the line, which is our guest, so there's a little bit of background noise there. I apologize, but he's doing us a wonderful favor, actually. I think he's...
I'm right here, guys. So
we may hear a little bit of background noise there, so I apologize, guys, but just know that he's made a lot of efforts to be on the show. But first and foremost, I want to thank everybody that's listening, from China to Asia to Europe to, all over the world, whether it's morning, afternoon, night, and, we really appreciate you guys, because without you guys listening, there's... Blog Talk Radio, front page of Blog Talk Radio, the homepage for featuring this show, actually. Chris Abraham, you are going to be featured on, or you are featured right now. And if there's any way you can lower the noise or kind of filter the noise so we can have a good show, let's happen. But you guys, I want to introduce my good friend. I've known this particular guest for a couple years now. He's making major moves in music. He's worked with some of the greats. I'm going to go ahead and let him tell you about it. But, he's worked with people. I'm going to tell you. He's worked with people like Oprah, Kelly Price, Obama.
I'm here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, so the noise has been quieted.
Yeah, try to cut the noise a little bit there. Are you on your cell phone, or where are you calling us from?
Yeah, I'm calling directly from my cell phone. I actually just wrapped another meeting, trying to make some other things happen. But I wanted to jump on with you, EZ, because I know it's what we do. We've been developing this relationship for a few years from the first time we met at the hotel cafe. A lot has changed and transpired in that time frame, man. It's been great seeing you grow and seeing all of your ideas come to life, man. I tell people if there's any man that can make it happen, Eric will figure out how to make it happen.
I really appreciate that. That's real big coming from someone like you. I mean, you've had a really accomplishing career. You performed on Oprah, and I understand that actually started from a karaoke contest. And you won $250,000, and then you got on Oprah. And tell us about your life, man. How did it all start, and where was the first beginning? And we got a lot of listeners wanting to know, the life of Abraham.
Well, you know what, man? I believe that it's important. Like, what I like about my story is that it shows that the underdog can win. Some people know and some people don't that I've actually worked in entertainment for a number of years, doing development and management and all that good stuff. But a few years ago, when the music industry started to change a lot, my seat began to change. And I kind of got to a place, man, where it was, what would I do for the rest of my life if I didn't get paid for it? And it was singing, and I hadn't done that in over 10 years. Well, let me tell you, man, I went from saying, okay, I want to sing, to getting called to do something at a museum, and then I got another call to do something with Natalie Cole at the Hollywood Bowl, and it just kind of streamlined from there. What happened, my sister came home one day and said, hey, they're doing this karaoke contest at the Westchester golf course. Do you want to do it? And I said, well, I don't know if I really want to do
karaoke, right? The thing that happens, though, Eric, is that most people sign up for the vision and not the journey. And I think that's where a lot of people become off-kiltered. In my case, I knew that I had accepted the path of the journey. So if karaoke is what the hell we were doing, that's what we were doing. So I went to the golf course, man. It turns out that what I thought was just a little karaoke contest turned out to be one leg in one of the largest karaoke contests in the country. And
wow, yeah.
Yeah, man, you just never know. So that's why I say when you sign up, most people sign up for the vision and not the journey. The vision had already been cast. I knew what I wanted to do. It was just the road to get there just didn't look how I thought it would look. I didn't think that I would go to a karaoke contest in Gardena and Oprah Winfrey would show up. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So was
the contest, did that have to do with Oprah? Was that part of the contest, or was that another situation that happened that you got on Oprah?
Well, what it was is that Oprah had decided to film this karaoke contest.
Okay.
It all stemmed from her taking her entire staff on a cruise, and they did karaoke one night, and they were like, yo, that, you know, it'd be a great idea to, you know, do a show on it. Well, they started chasing karaoke contests around the country, and this is one of the karaoke contests that they landed at. And I won that karaoke contest, and then B.B. Winans, who's a dear friend of Oprah's, happened to come to that show. He came to the show, saw me there, and then, you know, a couple of months later, hell, I was sitting on Oprah's stage. But what was really funny, man, is that they tricked me. You know, Oprah's notorious for, you know, surprising people. Though she doesn't like surprises herself, so you know, they cue me in to do a Skype so that I can audition with one of her producers, and I thought I was auditioning, and Oprah Winfrey surprised me herself and told me that I was coming to Chicago, which I did. I went to Chicago for a couple of weeks and competed against some really talented, amazing people who are, some of them are really dear friends now. And, man, hell, that was, you know, I competed for 2 weeks and I won $250K. And then from there, it just became about my own path. One of the things I love doing nowadays is I host a masterclass every three months. And with that masterclass, it just talks about the path of getting there and, you know, it being unconventional. You know, it's not always what you think it's going to be. So I had already put some things into action when Max Goose from Def Jam came to see me perform live. So most people think that, hey, he was on Oprah and he got a record deal from being on Oprah. The hell I did. That didn't happen. Oprah made it very clear. I'm just handing out checks. That's it.
Yeah.
Anything else, you got to get on your own, bro. And and I did. I worked my tail off. I had set up some shows of my own, and, you know, I just made it about my dream. I made it about my vision and not necessarily what people were telling me. I often say that if your opinion of yourself and your gift is derived from what other people tell you, then you don't really know how gifted you are. And that's
I love it. I'm gonna tweet that. I'm stealing that from you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that sucks. So I've learned to, as I've taught other artists, I've learned to cue in with myself and to know what it is I want and how I want to see it happen. And the blessing has been that I've been able to do just that. The last 8 months, I was telling you, when we first talked about doing this interview, I said, you know, I want to, one of the things I want to do is I want to talk about what's been happening over the course of the last 8 months, you know, from getting a chance to perform for Michelle Obama and the Obama administration. And, you know, that was something that I can't even put into words just yet. You know, it's kind of one of those things where you're like, you feel it, yeah, right. You feel me?
Well, I mean, we were talking, and then you told me, you're like, I mean, we were thinking about something to tell the supporters and the listeners and the fans, you know, how can we describe you? And you text me, you're like, oh, okay, well, you know, why don't we tweet, what is Oprah, Michelle Obama, Kelly Price, I mean, all the top industry leading people in television and music, you know, what do they have in common, and the voice of Abraham McDonald? You know what I mean? Like, man, you've really accomplished what probably everybody in their top of music wants to accomplish, and they're listening to us right now. So we appreciate the appreciate the story. And I understand too that you actually worked as an executive for Black Track, and you're responsible for a lot of those big artists, a lot of people that are doing their thing now. Tell us about that.
The cool part about having been on the backside of the industry is that your expectancy level changes when you're in the forefront. I got a chance to work with Rob Lewis, who is a renowned musical director for, you know, his the company Black Track, you know, while I was executive director. When I tell you we saw some of the world's greatest talent, Rob Lewis was musical director for Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson, Patti LaBelle, Babyface, now he's on the road with New Kids on the Block. You know, I remember setting up sessions like Cat Williams was doing this movie, and they literally had me setting up sessions around the country to be able to record everything so that, you know, so that we can make the movie deadline. One of the things about being in the music industry and being an executive and now having the opportunity to be an artist is recognizing your footing. A lot of people come into the game and they're like, yo, you know, I want chains, and I want, you know, I want the right car and the right girl, and I want all of this stuff. It's just all of this stuff, right? And I get it. When I was a kid and I said I wanted to be in the music industry, I wanted the same stuff. But what the industry has done nowadays, Eric, is that it's celebrating the entrepreneurial mind. It's no longer about just can you sing, just can you dance, or just can you act. It's can you hold that thing the whole hell together? You know what I'm saying? Is your personality the glue? Do you know when to make the right move? You know, Eric, you and I have been trying to get together for a minute, but this is the right time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, definitely. They don't know what's about.
When we first thing, I'm working on a book called Dream Thinking, and you know, you're getting a kind of a scoop on that one. But I'm working on a book called Dream Thinking. I'm a firm believer that the vision for your life is cast in a place of slumber. Now, the reason
you know what's missing though, like you need dream thinking, and then there's one other little piece, the easy way.
Dream thinking the easy way. Well, look, we'll make that the second book.
But tell us about the dream thing. And by the way, just so you know, too, we have a lot of callers in, guys. I apologize, but we want to make sure we get the story how everything happens. Then we're going to grab. We have a lot of different area codes and everybody calling in right now. We're going to grab all the callers pretty soon. But tell us about the book, Abraham.
Dream thinking is just about, you know, the reason I talk about being in a place of slumber and finding a vision is because that's the only place you can't interrupt.
Okay. Right. Okay.
When you're up and you're sitting, like, let's say you're at lunch with some friends and you're talking about these ideas you have. Well, you have a whole bunch of other stuff going on at the same time, man. And if it's everything that I've accomplished that has been significant to me, forget significant to other people. Everything that I've accomplished that's been significant to me came to me in a dream. I remember in the dream when I was told I would sing before kings and queens, and I would stand in places of royalty and of people of high esteem. I remember those dreams, right? And at the time, Eric, I thought those dreams were crazy as hell. I was like, okay, don't say this out loud, because everyone would think you're nuts. So they'll definitely think you're nuts. So.
All right. Well, we're gonna take one of the callers here. We got a caller from the 510 area code, 510-4652. Caller 510-4652. Are you there? Caller 510-4652. Hello, caller 510-4652. You there? Caller. Hello. Okay, we're gonna have to come back to you. Sorry. We're going to take a caller, 912-5773. Caller 912-5773. Are you there? Hello, caller.
I think everybody's on a stoplight break, Eric.
Yeah, I think so. But hey, we're doing it the easy way, man. On BGE Radio, powered by WTV. Maybe try calling in again. Sometimes there's technical difficulties, or maybe you're shy. I don't know, but we definitely want to talk to you. And remember, you can always go to thewtv.com, go directly to Abraham's page on Who's Hot, and you can talk to him. And Abraham, I mean, you're going to answer all the fans' questions, right? If they comment on the page, respond back to them, hit them up on the Twitter. Because, I mean, this show is about helping the celebrities interact with their fans. Because without the fans, you know, what are we going to do? We love you guys. You know, we appreciate you you coming in. Now, so you got a book coming out, all right? And I know that you're doing training. You're doing seminars. Do you train people with music? Or I know we talked a little bit about that. What are you teaching people?
Well, you know, the thing about the Masterclass series is it's not just about this. It's not just about you shaping yourself as an artist. It's about you being able to shape yourself as an entrepreneur and being able to create different streamlines of income while you're in the process of becoming. Nowadays, they want to see the artist where the numbers are before they even get to the record label, before they even get to the television show. They want to know that your personality is marketable, what you want to put into the universe, into the world, and to basically send to the masses. They want to know that it's viable. So one of the things I talk about is how to create that content, and then how to manage that content, and how to create a team around you to make that content happen. You know what I'm saying? And while you're still able to be the artist. What I love about incredible talents like Lady Gaga is that Lady Gaga was smart enough to know that, hey, my job is to have the vision. I need all of these other people in place to execute it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't understand that. Then also, I talk about marketing and who's actually listening to you based on what you look like. I know that my audience base, a lot of times because I'm a 6'8 chocolate god, I know that my audience base.
Yeah, man.
Say that again, Eric?
The ladies are posting their tweets right now.
Yeah, I like that. So I know that that's who I'm singing to. I know I'm singing to beautiful women. I know that. I know that I'm the guy. I remember, you know who Dominique Wilkins is, right?
Of course.
Legendary basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Dominique Wilkins, legendary basketball player. Yeah, so Dominique hits me and says, yo, Abe, my anniversary's coming up, I need something really, really, really that she wouldn't expect, you know? So the man called me to serenade their women. So, you know, Dom was like, yeah, we need you to do this. I need you to do this. And, you know, his anniversary turned out incredibly well. And you know, like with a bunch of other people, I know who my audience is. I know who's listening for me. I know who wants to see it happen for me. So that's who I target. You know what I'm saying? I remember doing this event with Will.i.am. It was me, Will.i.am, and Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. I call him Aunt V.
Shout out to the mayor. You know, you signed off on my award. I appreciate that. But okay, tell us the story about of the performance.
Yeah, well, you know, we had to do Fashion's Night Out. Now, the truth is, Fashion's Night Out, you don't normally see 6'8 black guys on the carpet with Paris Hilton, you know, doing Fashion's Night Out. But I know that fashion is something that I'm deeply, deeply involved in, and how I put it together, it makes them want to see more of it. Well, to do that event, it was about knowing, again, my demographic. You know, I just had another single come out, Miracle, that Oprah Winfrey was kind enough to drop, you know, on her show, and then, you know, put the video up and all that good stuff. And what it did is it just opened to the market. So when we got to the Beverly Center, the truth is, Eric, funny, I hear all these people screaming, and I'm looking around to see who the hell they're screaming for, man. Literally, me and my publicist. Who's coming behind you? Because I'm thinking, you know, Abe's a new guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess who they were screaming for? Me.
Oh, man. How many would you say?
Oh, man. It had to be the setup on that thing was crazy. It had to be at least 700 folks up there. It just in that area going crazy.
Man. Well, That I mean, it doesn't surprise me, man. You got the voice of who's maybe a Jamie Foxx mixed with Stevie Wonder. I don't know. So the top people. You know what? Let's take some callers and see what they think of your voice. We got a caller 404-4570. Caller 404-4570. You there? I don't know if we're having some technical difficulties, guys. We're trying to pull these calls in. We're going to try caller 404-4570 one last time. Okay, we're going to try caller 213-1014. Caller 213-1014. You there? I'm sorry. It's caller 912-5773. Caller 912-5773.
What's going on, EZ?
Hey, you got one. All right. It's like fishing. We're seeing if we can actually catch a caller there. How you doing, caller? What's your name and where are you calling from?
James Napier, up here in Hudson, New York, just calling in, listening to the Easy Show, you know, and I was just going to sit back and listen, but since you're having technical difficulties, I was going to let you know you are doing good on my end, my friend.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. At least I know that our system works here. Well, we have a legend on the line right now, as a guest right now, actually. His name's Abraham McDonald. He's performed performed for Oprah. He's signed with Def Jam Records. He's a veteran in the music industry and probably many other industries. Do you have any questions for our guest, Abraham?
Well, man, I'm going to be honest. I'm very well aware of who he is, and I can't even swim in the water with this man. This man is a legend.
All right, well, do you want to, is this James Napier?
Yes, sir.
Oh, James. Well, James, I'll plug this real quick, guys. James actually has a wonderful charity, and they're doing really wonderful things. Go ahead and plug your charity real quick, James.
Hello?
James, go ahead and plug your charity real quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've got an organization called Convoy for the Kids and Sunshine Survivors Club. Every year we do a Convoy for the Kids, Children's Miracle Network, raising funds. September the 2nd, Fonda, New York, we're bringing about 500 tractor-trailers together to form a convoy, raise some money for the Children's Miracle Network, and we've got some children of 6-year-old Westpac coming out of Richmond, Virginia, to come be our special guests this year.
Awesome. Abraham, did you want to say anything to the guests?
That's good work, man. It's about, for me, with the Dreamland Foundation, that's the organization that I'm a part of. I was really happy to be a part of starting the organization. And the thing for me is that when you reach out to the youth, man, you're reaching out to tomorrow, you know. And in order for tomorrow to be better, we got to sow some good seeds today. So, you know, kudos to you, man, and what you guys have going on.
All right, thanks, James, for calling in. We appreciate it, and thanks for letting us know that our system works.
No doubt.
All right, so we're going to take another call. We're going to try this caller one more time. We're going to hope for the best. We got a caller 404-1302. You there? Hello, caller.
404-1302. That's right, from Atlanta.
Somebody from Atlanta? Yeah, we got some. I mean, you know about BGE Radio, right? Right, Abraham. BGE Radio is actually very, very known in Atlanta. It's syndicated and broadcasted by many, many other stations. WTV, partnered up and linked up with BGE Radio, and it stands for Build, Grow, and Enjoy, which is, you know, we're just keeping it all positive. So, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and I'm sorry, I can't take all these the calls because for some reason we're not getting you to respond with us. So here's what we're going to do, guys. Go on the Twitter and tweet me because I'm going to be looking directly at my Twitter while I'm talking with Abraham. And if you have any questions or you want to call in or whatnot, if you tweet me, I will bring you on the show. Okay, so back with Mr. Abraham McDonald himself, we were talking about, so you were talking about your charity. Yeah, you said that you're involved with a charity, the Dreamland Foundation. That's a pretty big organization. Talk to us about what you're doing with them.
Well, you know, yearly we produce the Music Box Awards, which honors community heroes. Last year we were, you know, lucky to be in a great walk with Daphne Zimon, with the Children United Nations, Gigi Bolden with the Amazing Grace Conservatory,
Of course, Maddie McFadden Lawson, who President Obama had just appointed as a key administration post for the John F. Kennedy Center. So what we do is we try to find those people who are exceptional and exemplary and pouring into the youth so that the youth can pour into their different social networks, their media communities. This year, we're preparing for the Music Box Awards, but something we're going to be doing a little sooner than that is we'll be at the Peterson Museum in Los Angeles, and we'll be honoring celebrity fraternity, attorney Fred Dorton with the Beacon Award. He contributes so much to the community. His birthday is an annual get down, you know, make it happen. I remember performing last year, and Usher came, Usher and a bunch of other people, and it was just amazing to have people that you recognize and people who are your colleagues, so to speak, in the same pool as you, to be in that same space, coming to celebrate somebody that you love, and to, you know, to celebrate me as an artist. So this year is about to go down. It's about to go down.
Who would win in a contest? You or Usher?
You said who's what?
Who would win in a contest, a singing contest? You or Usher?
You know what? I think Usher's a very talented individual, but I was born to sing.
I think he beat you in a dancing contest, but you'd probably have to you'd take him to school in the singing.
I'm going to let him do all the dancing. Usher gone. I remember going after we did that event at the Peterson last year, he invited me down to his rehearsals to hang out, which I did, you know, and watched him. You know, the level of professionalism from Usher Raymond is amazing. And just, you know, how he pours himself into what he's doing. He zones out, man. And I'm the same way when it comes to producing vocals and how I want my sound on stage. It was really good to see him with his dancers and with Sly Styles, his choreographer and creative director, who's a good friend of mine as well. I'm trying to tell you, man, to be on that playing field, I'm out with Kelly Price right now, who is another song story genius. You know, you kind of put your list together of people that you always wanted to work with. And I remember when Kelly Price's album Soul of a Woman came out, I knew in 98 that that's somebody that I really wanted to work with, you know. And a couple of years ago, Jamie Foxx was hosting this party and invited me to come, which I was happy to do. And Kelly Price and I met on the red carpet. Now, a lot of times in this game, Eric, you meet a lot of people, and a lot of people say, yeah, call me, we'll do something. That's your thought. Call me, we'll do something.
Do you agree, guys? Everybody listening, has that ever happened to you? Call me and we'll do something, and then it ends up being a month, and you hear no call, no nothing. That's why you got to follow up with the emails, and that's why you got to do it the easy way. And you're doing a performance coming up with Alicia Keys, right, in D.C.?
Yeah, that'll be in November. I can't wait to do that, man. It'll be my first time out with a brilliant a producer, a promoter, you know, saw me do an event and, you know, saw me, said, man, I believe in you and I really want to see some great things happen for you. And, again, it's one of those things where people do a lot of talking, right? But this man said, no, I believe in you. I want to see some great things happen for you. Put this date on your calendar. I'm sending you out with Alicia Keys. It's the same thing Kelly Price did. Kelly Price said, you know what? I believe in you. Abe, it's a road. It's a journey. But you know what? I want to help you get there. A lot of times people won't come back and grab their hand and say, let's go. Like Jill Scott, that's another person who I love incredibly. She's become an amazing friend. She's a talent I respect to the utmost. When she was putting together Light of the Sun, the last Grammy-nominated album she just did.
Ridiculous.
When she was putting that together, she invited me into the studio, just me, her, and her engineer, so I can listen to the record. And she wanted my thoughts on the record. Bro, that doesn't happen in this game.
Doesn't it just kind of click when you're like, you're dealing with these legends and these people that have been doing it for so long, and then like you just get to that point where like people just start kind of coming to you and you kind of realize that you're mixed with that stew, you know, you're right along with the taste of that stew, you know what I mean? It's an awesome feeling.
Who you are adds to the taste of that stew, right? I love that. I love how you put it. The thing, however, is to remember where you are on your journey. It's like it's likened to someone who hangs out with a millionaire, but
but they're a hundredaire. and then every time the millionaire does something, the other guy wants to go out and spend his money too, and they're just not in the same place. You know what I'm saying? What I've learned about that, though, is that it doesn't mean that you won't get to become who God intends for you to become. When he gives you those kinds of glimpses into the happening of it all, when you're standing there with billionaires and millionaires and legends, he's basically saying, get comfortable. You know, you're going to have to create your own space, but get comfortable because you deserve this, too.
Well, you know what I always say in my little path to success, I always say I've never met so many broke millionaires in my life.
Rock, brother.
You know, because everybody with with pen and paper is a producer. Everybody's a millionaire as far as what they say. But I mean, you're man making it happen, man. And that's what it's really about is really making those moves. And you know, let me ask you this, Abraham. And we're going to have to take a quick break, hear a couple drops and a couple of messages from our sponsors. But what are some of the steps you take for follow-up in progressing forward? Because it sounds like you've had a lot of major players take you under their wing and kind of help you come up, right?
Yeah, no, most definitely. Follow-up is the key, man. I'm not afraid to use the phone. I'm not afraid to use the email. Hell, I'm not afraid to show up at your office to bring you a cup of coffee and say, hey, I was just thinking about you. I was at Starbucks. Thought you needed a cup of coffee, too. You know? It's about personality, though, man. It all boils down to how much people like you and how genuine you are. How genuine are you?
I agree. I agree. You know, your inner soul, and they just kind of, like, feel the vibe. And, I think it's if you're doing something positive, people want to be a part of what's positive, you know?
They definitely want to be a part of what's positive. That's how the Music Box Awards was born. That's how the annual events that we've done have been executed. And it's about not being afraid to sow seed. Not everything is about you. Not everything. You can make incredible moves. One of the things I love about Oprah Winfrey, and people say, oh, you met Oprah and you've done this and she did that for you. And I'm like, yeah, she gave me some money and I had an amazing platform. But what I got that was bigger than all of that, Eric, is when you live your true life, when you are walking in the steps that were designed specifically for you, you are able to pour into other people immensely. There is nothing that can be stopped when you're actually operating in your calling, period. I was able to help a lot of people as a manager and as an artist development director. I was. But the effect that I've had on millions, like how I'm on the radio right now, the effect I've had on millions has been because I've walked in my calling as a singer. That's what's changed the road for me.
Yeah, you gotta change it yourself. All right, you guys, so we're gonna be right back, and I got a question for you. Actually, I'm gonna ask this question, but you can't answer it yet, Abraham. Or basically, this is something you may not know about me and about the whole Easy Way movement, but we're involved with the American Hip Hop Awards, which is gonna be held at the Shrine Auditorium in February, and I got a question for you, man. So we're gonna ask this question, and we'll be right back after these celebrity drops the Easy Way.
Christopher McDonald, I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
Hey, I'm Felicia Rashada. Would you subscribe to my friend Eric Lewis channel?
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Yeah. I'm Fred Willard, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Kim Lee from The Hangover 2, and I'm doing it the easy way.
What's going on? This is Wesley Johnson, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, it's me, Big Al, founder and executive producer of the Los Angeles Music Awards and the Hollywood Fame Awards. I've been doing this 22 years. Let me tell you the way I do it.
Jake Busey, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Robert Townsend. Check me out on Eric Zulli's channel.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way. Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Well, hey, everybody, I'm Doug Jones, and I like to do it the easy way.
I had so much fun here on the show today. I didn't feel poked, pressed, or prodded. Easy took such great care of me. So New York is definitely doing it the easy way.
It's your boy Rage, and I'm doing it the easy way on the Easy Show. You may know me from video.
All right, guys, and we're back with Abraham McDonald. I had a couple drops, a couple people supporting the whole Easy Way movement, and we're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, interact with you guys, and we appreciate all you guys listening and tuning in. I see about 1, 2, 3, almost 20 different people that are tuning in from their phone, and I think what it is some people are tuning in from their phone and enjoying the show, and they may not want to talk and ask questions. We understand, and we appreciate that. So I'm going to go ahead and, again, look at my Twitter, and you guys can post comments on the WTV.com and Abraham's page, and I'll be looking at that if anybody does have any direct questions, and then we can always make sure that Abraham gets back with you. But we're doing it the easy way, you guys, every Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on BGE Radio, powered by WTV, hitting Atlanta, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Diego, China, Africa, all over the place, and we appreciate everybody, all the producers in those sections. And by the way, Abraham, we had a question, and I was telling you that I'm actually involved in the American Hip Hop Awards at the Shrine Auditorium. Are you familiar with that?
Of course, I'm familiar with the Shrine Auditorium.
The American Hip Hop Awards.
You know, I actually heard about that award show last year. It was the first time I heard about it.
Yeah, well, they're moving strong. They're on TV and everything, and this next year is going to be a real big one. But there's actually a particular niche about the American Hip Hop Awards, and this is what it is. And this is actually how I got cool with Big Boy on Power 106, and he kind of felt that we're trying to help students. So I happen to be friends with the president of the American Hip Hop Awards, Greg Russell, a very good friend of mine. Shout out to Greg. And he created American Hip Hop Awards, but they have a certain niche where what happens is, based upon students' grades, the students can earn the right to get to the award show, walk the carpet, meet the celebrity, get on stage. And, it's all about helping students, because you gotta help the youth, and you gotta help the people that are gonna be taking our place, coming up. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
So basically, I was talking with Greg today on the phone, and American Hip Hop Awards is a pretty big deal. They got about 4 different networks that they're talking to, television networks. Lots and lots of big people are involved. I'm involved, and we are doing it the easy way, and we'd like to actually offer you on the show the opportunity to present that award show at the Shrine Auditorium. Would you want to do that?
Hell yeah, I'm down, man.
Well, there we go. So we now have, and anybody that's listening, I know Greg. I know my man Greg's listening. So you got that right here on the Easy Show, BGE Radio, powered by WTV, this podcast. Abraham McDonald is now down on the American Hip Hop Awards, and we're going to make it official. Being that I am on the board of that organization, I'm doing a little something, hosting that carpet and doing what I can to help. We are going to officialize and make you a presenter of the American Hip Hop Awards, and we appreciate you, brother.
No, definitely, man. I like what you were just saying about, positioning so that youth can get involved. I adopted Morningside High School in Englewood 4 years ago. I had gone in to do a song for one of the graduations. One of the keynote speakers was a friend of mine. And what I found out at the time is that only half of that class was graduating. And to know that only half of the class was graduating made it very clear to me that we were no longer living in a village that believed in raising its children, but that kids are now being, they're now being sat on the wayside in hopes that something would happen instead of us getting involved to make something happen. So, I think that that's an admirable way of doing it, to get them involved with what they say they want to do. I've watched kids transition. This one little girl, when I came in to the school originally, was, doing her little booty popping and her little this and little that. And I'm like, Mama, for real? Is that really what it's going to be? Well, 4 years later, she graduates with honors. And beyond that,
she got accepted into three different colleges, and I've watched her turn it around. But I know that that turnaround came because there were people there looking at her who cared, people who were there poking and prodding, as New York said, so that we could see a change happen. So I'm all for the change.
But you have to reward. You have to reward the people that work hard. You know, and we're trying to do everything we can to recognize those people, because a lot of people, you know, they're doing their thing and they're really working hard and they're actually working extra special hard. And sometimes they don't get recognized because they're just not in those places to be recognized. And that's, you know, that's the movement we're trying to do. And we appreciate you supporting the movement, brother. So now you've done a lot of performances. Name off some of the biggest people you performed with. I know you performed with Mary J. Blige. I saw you with Stacey. Do you have any unique stories of anything that might have happened on stage, or any behind the scenes kind of stories with one of your performers?
You know, I have had the opportunity to work with some amazing people. Anthony Hamilton and Kim took me out on the road with them. Raheem Devon, Jaheim took me out on the road with them. Like I said, Kelly Price has me out on the road with her. I just did a show with Queen Latifah. We opened the Long Beach Pride together, which was really funny because, you know, Queen was just saying, you know, she was excited to be with her people, and the next thing you know, there were all kind of write-ups about her coming out on stage or whatever, which didn't happen, you know. But it's been an amazing run. I would say some of the most memorable moments, one was getting a chance to hold Michelle Obama's hands and sing to her. That was something that I will never forget. One of the things that makes it really incredible, too, is that I was able to have my mom at that event. My mom grew up in Texas. She raised her siblings, and, you know, she just lived a very tumultuous life. And to see how things can turn around, to see her now sitting in a room with dignitaries and all of that, and, you know, Michelle Obama's, you know, on her way to the podium after her son is just, you know, sung people to their feet. That was an amazing, amazing feat that I will never, ever forget. One of the funnest things I've ever done, I did an event at the Shrine Auditorium with Collaboration. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but Collaboration celebrates the Asian entertainment community specifically, from, you know, Chinese American, Korean American, Japanese American, but all of the different talents that come with it, from dance to song, poetry, rap, the whole nine. What was really funny about being the headliner was just a year before I was representing Prince Board with the Black Eyed Peas, and I put him on the event to do as a judge for this massive show they do. And then the very next year to be asked to come and be the headliner, that was kind of fun. You know, to perform for 7,000 people and to have that, you know, people just all of a sudden chanting your name.
I think so,
amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, that was amazing. Another one was in Dallas. Yo, 18,000 people. Oh,
wow.
Then North Carolina, you know, we did this show, Kelly Price, Robin Thicke, Anthony Hamilton, hell, I think even NeNe Leakes was there, but they had a great lineup, and I did a tribute to Luther Vandross on that show. Who was one of the most phenomenal, incredible voices ever.
You've sung with so many greats, and you've done so many things. I would feel honored if you could do a little theme song for EZ. You know, the Easy Podcast show. Can you do any freestyle? Give us a little Abraham Skills, the Easy Way. Give us a little Easy Way Skills with Abraham. I don't know. He's probably.
So you gonna sneak that in there, huh, Easy?
A little sneak thing. Get a little of that Abraham magic.
The first thing that comes to mind is we're doing it the easy way.
Hey, That works for me, man. I got that. Now I can edit that, and I can go make myself a superstar in the music world because I got a little piece of Abraham's magical voice. You know, I'm
man.
Just kidding, man. Thank
well,
you.
Well, you know what? My magical voice tomorrow on August 11th, 2012, I will be at the Caliwood Awards. I will be performing the hit single Miracle, and I'm also nominated for an award.
Oh, congratulations. So, yeah, tell us. Nice. We always want to recognize hard work and achievements, man. Do you want to talk about your awards?
You know what? It's really funny. Let me tell you. I'm not the guy who kind of racks up and looks at what he does. It wasn't until recently. Like, I'm real what we call regular. So I have this auntie who came in from Texas, and she says, "Nephew, I want to, you know, put all your stuff together so you can see what you've been doing." And the truth is, easy when you're working at it, you know, a lot of times you don't go back and look at it unless you have to do promo on it.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep moving because it's a lot of times in this industry, it's about what happens next. But I was able to go back and look and see the accolades from, you know, coming in from different senators and councilmen and congresswomen to see the different, you know, commendations that I've gotten. And then to, I last year I won the best R&B inspirational record at the Malibu Music Awards. That was awesome.
I'm gonna play one of your songs here because we can't just get teased like that and just get a little piece of that voice. So we're gonna go ahead and be right back, guys. We're gonna go ahead and play one of Abraham's songs. This song is called One. Am I right? It's called One.
Oh yeah, man, that's a great record. Ray Mardanian mixed that. Ray used to do all the Luther stuff.
I was a fool to think that's all I need, and it didn't make her stay with me. Oh, love, the price I had to pay, the broken heart that healed on its own. But I shouldn't have to face this world alone. Then you showed me what I prayed for all this time. Then you made me realize that all I need is one. I would give my life for one. I wanted it so bad. True love, gotta make this moment. That you're the only one. Oh,
trust. All right, guys. So that was a little piece of One. Man, your voice is amazing, man. I gotta tell you, like, can I borrow you the next time I have a date and I want to do a candlelit dinner or whatnot? Like, how much does it cost to book you?
Man.
You got that serenading voice, man. You definitely got a gift. Let's praise the Lord for that for that gift. So, was that just like a natural thing, or did you go through a lot of? Let's try to take a couple callers and see if we can get a couple callers in here real quick. And then I want to know, you know, did you do any conditioning? Let's find out how you got that that voice. We have a caller been on the line here for a while. Caller 678. 7963. Caller 678-7963. Are you there?
That's me. Oh, hello.
Hello, caller. How are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Wow, I didn't even know you picked up my call. I thought you had to press 1 to be connected, but I'm calling from Atlanta, and this guy from California gave me this number. He just picked me out of the blue because he knows he met me at this club. And I'm an aspiring writer. I'm from Atlanta. I've been writing forever. I write R&B, I write country and gospel, and maybe some rock. And so I'm just trying to get discovered. I don't know first way how to do it or anything, but I have tremendous talent, a lot of material. And I just call. He just texts me this number, and I just just call. I don't even know what's
going
on.
You just did what
really.
You had to do, right? You did what you had to do. You know what? My master class will be coming to Atlanta sometime soon. What's your name, Mama?
My name is Donna. My last name is Knox. Donna Knox.
Are you going to be on the radio?
Yeah.
Hey, Donna. This is recording artist Abraham McDonald. And I think that you posed a really good question, because a lot of times people have immense talent. They can write, they can, you know, sing, they can demo this, that, and the other, but they don't know exactly where to go to find, to put their records out or to get people on them. What's happening nowadays, Mama, is that there used to be a department that you could send new music to and record labels. That doesn't exist anymore. So I say the best bet for you is to either find producers that are viable producers that you can share your lyrics with, that you can show your melodies to, or find you a singer or two where you can create a YouTube channel and create the content. Just show them, like, hey, these are the kinds of songs that I write. I can do pop. I do R&B. I do gospel. I do rock, rap, hip-hop, whatever. And you want to have an example, at least a minute and 20 seconds, of each one of those songs up.
Right.
So the people like myself.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah, that's where I'm starting at right now, as a matter of fact. I mean, like, that, what you just said exactly was the way I was going to go about it. And it's the process of looking for singers. I haven't yet met a producer yet, but the dude gave me this number. He supposedly has connections and all that, so I'm just, you know, just following through. And I actually hung up when you guys had said something that was so deep about your journey and being at the place where you are in life, that people will come to you, things like that. Well, that's been happening for me. I mean, I'm just basically just following through with the people I meet and just networking, basically. I'm looking for singers, you know, and that's what the way I'm going to go about it. Hopefully get some studio time and let someone, you know, cover my songs. I'm going to pay them a flat rate to cover it, to sing it, put it all on the disc, and then ship it around. I don't know. I'll just find out. I got to go online and find out if there's a step-by-step method or whatever.
No, well, you know what? The reason there is no step-by-step method is because the industry has changed so much. What you're doing is right. You're taking the ball into your court and you're making some things happen. You also probably want to get involved with some local chapters of different organizations like NARAS, you know, the Grammys, ASCAP or BMI, so you can find out what's happening with different songwriter showcases.
Right,
what's your name?
My name is Donna. Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, ASCAP and all of that. Then I found out about this other publishing company called CSAC.
My good friend of mine is the vice president over at CSAC.
Really? And so I just got the number. My brother, I mean, this is like crazy. It's like a movie. And it's right. Because I met up with my brother, my younger brother, and I told him, like, Junior, I've been writing, but I'm trying to, like, you got to hear my stuff, you know. And so he says, the guy we went to high school with, and he's from our neighborhood, Scooter, we went over his house for an impromptu meeting. And he was like, well, he gave me the rundown on how they did theirs. And he said, CSAC, they have a building and a location here in Atlanta on Marietta Boulevard. So that's
cool. I don't want to be rude, but I'm going to have to pick out your office. You don't listen real quick.
Yeah.
I want to let you know this show is about helping independent artists, and you can actually tune in, listen to me very carefully, to thewtv.com, and there's a section that says submit your music. We work with the Morris College and the Ray Charles Center, and we're doing a showcase on August 25th. I want you to go to buildgrowandenjoy.com. Or go to thewtv.com if you want to get your music heard and you want to get this.
I want to write this down. I don't even have a pen, and I need to write this down.
The good part is that you can go back and listen to this podcast, though.
Thank you, Abraham. I love it. And we actually got to get back to the show, but thank you so much for calling in, caller. And you can follow.
Oh, God. Thank you. You're doing such a great service. Keep it up. And this is awesome. I enjoy the conversation that's going on. I'll just call back, and maybe he has, because he's the one who told me about this, the thing on the 25th. So maybe he knows everything about what you just said. So
you can follow me at ERIZULEY, and you can follow Abraham at Abraham McDonald.
What's again? Say again?
ERIZULEY, and Abraham McDonald is just Abraham McDonald. It's his name, no dashes or anything like that. You can follow us on Twitter. keep in touch with us. We appreciate you you calling in and listening to the show.
Yes.
And
thank you.
Good luck. Good luck
thank
with everything.
You for my team. Yes. Thank
okay.
Thanks. Good luck.
All right, guys, we are back. Man, that was this just makes you feel good, doesn't it, Abraham? To be able to know that
you. Yeah, I was going to say that's what it's all about, right there, E. That's what it's all
exactly,
about.
Exactly.
Right
yes,
there.
And hopefully we see her, and maybe she'll be the winner of the showcase. We're doing the showcase on August 25th. And, the winner gets to go to Hollywood and gets to hit the red carpets, gets to hang out with people like me and Abraham and all the stars and gets the media and the press and gets the idea of what the Hollywood life is. But there's so much we got to get to you, man. We got to talk about QB. You got a channel on QB coming out, and it's the next biggest social network on the planet. And let's talk a little bit about your QB channel.
Yo, man, I love QB. I love that it's a direct connect. It's not like Twitter. It's not like Facebook. And it's not like just having the internet. It's about being able to use all the source coding that they have to make your life more convenient and to get you involved with the artists and the people that you want to know about. So if you go to my QB, Abraham McDonald, and you sign up, I can literally walk out on your desktop and tell you everything that's going on with me, going on with my music, going on with me in television, going on with me and the different people that I work with. So what you want to do is you want to get into that Google engine to find out as much as you can about Abraham McDonald, the music that we're doing over here for me, and then the people who were involved. Like I started to say earlier, Jill Scott and I are planning to do a duet together. We're doing a remake of Gladys Knight's Neither One of Us. I'm really excited about it. We've already started tracking the music. We're using Orgone, which is an amazing band who's working on it with me. But you guys know them from Alicia Keys. You know them from CeeLo Green. You know them from Jamie Foxx. They've been around, and so I was really happy that they wanted to take me on and do this project with me. So in addition to QB, of course, you can find me on Twitter, Abraham McDonald. You find me on Facebook, Abraham McDonald 01. Everywhere you find good music. And then don't be afraid to get involved. I love what Eric is doing. I love what's going on with the station.
The Easy Way Movement.
Television shows. The Easy Way Movement, because it's getting people involved. You just heard it. You heard her call in, Donna, and you heard her get significant information that can not only help her today, but right there in Atlanta on August 25th. It's about to go down, you know? So,
yes.
You know, it's really about as much as you want to be involved.
Let's tell them a little bit about what you need music and what you and I are doing for artists. So what we kind of discussed on the phone. We have about 3 minutes left, and I have a surprise for you on behalf of one of our sponsors, Abraham. So let's talk for like 2 minutes real quick about what you need music. And, you and I are linking up, and we're creating an opportunity for artists to present their music, and there's a lot of great stuff going on with that. You know, what's going on with that on your side?
Yo, so what you need music and Music Wonderland, Abraham McDonald, we've come together because people need that outlet. They need an opportunity not just to say they're singers, not to just say that they're writers, but to have a house where they can present it and to present it in a good format, good forum, where it's going to get heard by people who can actually make a difference in your life. In addition to that, I'll be hosting a new show called Classic Conversations, and you'll find me on Easy's network, Making It Happen, where I'll be able to talk to some of the artists that I believe are going to be incredible. As an artist development director, I've had my hands in with from Omarion to Transformer superstar Shia LaBeouf to Eva Marcel, who you guys see all over the place now. I love what I've been able to do, but I love even more where God is taking me. And if I can be a part of helping somebody else get their dream to fruition, get it visible, tangible, alive, then that's what we
remember,
do.
Guys, you can go to thewtv.com and go to What You Need Music and get all the details for everything. Now, real quick, Abraham, we don't have too much time left. On behalf of Frederick Lamar, my new designer that's doing the Easy Way Wear line, we are going to present you with a $1,900 plus size custom-made suit for being a guest on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, no, that's what's up, bro. Well, you already know, I have 11 years plus in the fashion industry, so I'm going to make sure they cut it right.
Well, I'll make sure we get you in contact with my man Fred, and we'll do it right. But hey, thank you so much for being on the show, man. You guys, you're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV. This is Abraham McDonald, the legend himself in the music. If you guys want to know anything else, you can go to HollywoodItGuy.com. We're going to be posting a blog about this, and you can tweet us, and we'll make sure we get your comments on thewtv.com, and we get in contact with you. And we're going to have you on again, Abraham. Thank you so much. You're my dude, and thank you for doing it the easy way.
No problem, man. Make sure they know how to find it. They're fine chocolate. Abraham McDonald, MrAbrahamMcDonald.com. Facebook, Twitter, it's all the same. Abraham McDonald.
All right, thank you, guys, and we will be back next week with Karina Rico from In Time with Justin Timberlake. Life is hard.